Apple also put an end to iTunes. Yes, iTunes still exists for Windows 10 and 11, but to get people to move on, Apple made sure that the apps it has in the Microsoft Store could handle syncing media between Windows PCs and iPhones. That includes the Windows version of Apple Music, the TV app, and Devices app. If losing iTunes makes you sad, well, Apple certainly does not care about your need to rip your old music CDs, because Apple also discontinued its USB SuperDrive. But who needs something to read CDs and DVDs anymore? Best Buy stopped selling physical movie discs this year, and Redbox, a company that began 20 years ago, announced it was shutting down 24,000 of its kiosks when it filed for bankruptcy. And since I'm already breaking the hearts of 90s kids, here's another relic of the 90s that's now gone. Instant messaging service ICQ shut down after 27 years. So the age of instant messaging is officially dead. Google wouldn't be Google if it didn't shut down a bunch of side apps that you didn't know about. So I'll just list them and let's see how many you used. Google Pay in the US ended in June to move everyone to Google Wallet. Google Podcast discontinued to move everyone to YouTube Music. Google discontinued the Stack PDF Scanner app to get everyone to just use Google Drive, which does the same thing. Google One VPN ended, and it didn't move everyone to something else because no one was using it. Google Jamboard shuts down at the end of December. It's a digital whiteboard app.